Chapter 5. The Bomb. One afternoon, a week later, Alexander Ossipon walked into a beer hall. At one of the tables, Ossipon saw a man he knew, who everyone called the Professor. The Professor was sitting alone, drinking beer. He was a small man, and he wore old clothes and round glasses. He looked harmless. But if what people said about the Professor was true, he was a man to fear. Ossipon walked over to the Professor's table and sat down. "Have you been here long?" Ossipon asked. "For about an hour," the Professor answered. "Then you haven't heard the news, have you?" Ossipon said. The Professor drank a little beer and didn't answer. Ossipon tried another question. "Do you give your material to anybody who asks?" "I never refuse anybody," the Professor said. "Do you think that's a good idea?" Ossipon continued. "Yes." "Why not?" the Professor said. "Anyway, I'm safe from the police. I have protection, and the police know it. I always have some of my material with me." The Professor unbuttoned his jacket and opened it a little. Ossipon saw a small box tied to the Professor's chest. "So what they say is true. You really do wear a bomb all the time," Ossipon whispered. "All the time," the Professor said quietly. "That's why the police will never try to arrest me. I always have the detonator in my pocket. If I pressed the detonator now, this bomb would kill everyone in the room." Ossipon shook his head slowly, amazed that the Professor could be so calm while he was wearing a bomb. Then he said, "Well, I'd better tell you the news. There was a bomb in Greenwich Park this morning." Ossipon pulled a newspaper out of his coat pocket and read parts of it aloud. "An enormous hole in the ground. Pieces of a man's body were found. Possibly a senseless attempt to blow up the observatory. I knew nothing about this. None of us did. However, the police will blame the anarchists." "No doubt," the Professor agreed. "May I see the newspaper?" "Professor, did you make a bomb for someone recently?" Ossipon asked quietly, giving him the newspaper. The Professor looked at Ossipon for a minute and then nodded his head. "It wasn't for someone from our anarchist group, was it? This bombing is a very bad thing for us. It will harm our position," Ossipon said angrily. "Who bought the bomb?" "I suppose there's no reason why I shouldn't tell you," the Professor said calmly. "It was Adolf Verloc."
"Verloc? Impossible!" Ossipon exclaimed.
"Speak quietly," said the Professor. "Yes, it was Verloc. I thought he was an important member of your group."
"He wasn't important at all," said Ossipon angrily. "None of us knew about any plans for a bombing. I haven't even seen Verloc for almost a month. What did he say to you?"
"He said that he wanted to blow up a building. He asked me to put the bomb in something easy to carry, so I put it in a bag. It was a well-made bomb," the Professor said with satisfaction.
"Well, something went wrong," Ossipon said. "It seems that Verloc was killed."
"It's impossible for me to know what happened," the Professor said in a cold voice. "I prepared the bomb and the detonator properly. His death was an unfortunate accident. Thank you for the news, Ossipon." The Professor said goodbye and left the beer hall. Ossipon ordered a beer, and as he drank it slowly, he wondered if the police would discover that Verloc was the bomber. More importantly, would they arrest any of the anarchists? That would make his life very unpleasant.